All right, welcome back to the Beast Gang podcast, and today we're going to take a look at 21 Bridges, directed by Brian Kirk. The writers are Adam Mervis, Matthew Michael Carnahan, Joe Carnahan's brother, Joe Carnahan, Narc, The Gray, that 18 movie, Smoking Aces. We know who has the talent in the family, but...
Oh, okay, I can see where this podcast is going.
All right, and it stars Chadwick Boseman, who is also a producer of this movie, Sienna Miller and J.K. Simmons. And the synopsis is an embattled NYPD officer, NYPD detective is thrust into a citywide manhunt for a pair of cop killers. The movie starts off on a drug heist. So there's two criminals. One is Taylor Kitsch. I'm like, dude, what are you doing in this movie? Please get out of this movie now. They rob a drug dealer, actually do the robbery. There's more drugs than they anticipated. So there's this conversation about what should we take? How much should we take? This wasn't the plan. We should probably leave. And as they're trying to take the drugs and leave, some police show up. They kill several of the police officers. Chadwick Boseman's character is the son of an NYPD police officer, and his father was killed several years before this movie takes place. So he's kind of living in the shadow of what people believe that his father is. And then just has this streak about he kills criminals. So this also kind of hangs over him. And he's also at least when the movie starts, at a briefing about his last involved shooting. The whole thing is that he's put onto the case to hunt these criminals down. Sets it into this whole play about we need to shut down all of Manhattan. So Keith, what did you think of 21 Bridges?
I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah. Predictable, but at the same time, I like Chadwick Boseman, and I liked his character in this.
He sounded a little bit like Denzel Washington, or he was trying to channel Denzel Washington.
I don't say his line delivery, but it was the strongest vibe in this is that I can see that someone watched The Inside Man. That's what I kind of got. It's cops who's trying to figure out what's going on. Oh, at the same time, keep his head above water, just trying to uncover what's going on and discover the truth and everything. Now, I'm not going to say that it was a perfect movie, and it definitely wasn't as good as The Inside Man, but I enjoyed it. I like how it panned out. You start out with a whole citywide manhunt that just progressively shrinks on these guys. And the way they were kind of just tracking them down just through dumb luck or through just police work and stuff and strategy, it was all working, and the pacing was pretty good. There were a lot of problems.
I was about to say, go ahead.
It is not a flawless movie in any shape or form. There are a lot of problems. One is that type of movie this was trying to be did a little too much dwelling on the criminals. I get it. You want to be sympathetic to these criminals, but at the same time, their perspective wasn't really necessary.
Yeah, because there's a whole focus on one particular character. Well, Stephen James. Like, there's a whole backstory about him and how he was in the military, and that just did not need to be there.
Just the way it kind of focused on that. How about Taylor Kitsch was just underutilized. He's starting fresh being the character actor and just building himself back up again. But this is a waste of talent. Clear he's got weapons training. And even though he had some bum breaks, he still leave man material.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll pick it up and get back into the flow of things. They just his little briefs. They should have just picked one side. They should have picked either from the criminal's perspective or from Chadwick Boseman's perspective. They ended up attractive for both.
Yeah, it was too sympathetic to the criminals.
Right.
I mean, the whole thing is that they kill police officers, and regardless if there's supposed to be this overarching mystery.
Exactly. They smoked 8 cops. At the same time, it was kind of like we're running for the rest of our lives. Taylor Kitsch's character is like, it's on me, don't worry about it. But there is no scenario where you kill 8 cops in the United States of America and get away with that shit.
Let me just go ahead and get to my comments. I did not like this movie at all. The plot was overly predictable. Chadwick Boseman, I think this might be obviously one of his lesser movies, but this is not a good movie. This is one of those straight to Netflix movies. This should not have come out in a movie theater. Regardless of how much publicity and press that Chadwick Boseman gets for Black Panther and some of his better roles, I'm talking about the James Brown movie or the Thurgood Marshall movie, like those movies. He's much better than those. And I'm not saying he only needs to be playing historical figures, but this movie is just the run-of-the-mill action movie. The overall mystery, you can see it from the first scene that Chadwick Boseman interacts with other police officers. You know who it is. You know what's happening.
Yeah.
From that point on, all you're doing is waiting for the movie to end. And the movie's only an hour and a half, so that's a positive.
That's a plus to it. Yeah. So I thought the pacing was excellent.
I would probably say taking a Pelham 1-2-3.
Yes.
I think Tony Scott, rest in peace, would have done this movie justice because there would have been at least some element that he would have had that would have provided a little bit more action, a little bit more
interest
into this movie. There's really nothing going on other than background scenes that you have with Chadwick Boseman, then drug heist, and then into the movie. Even that is silly because, like, how does Chadwick Boseman show up in somebody's house? Yeah, this movie has problems. It has dialogue problems. It looks okay. That's a positive. But everything else, this is what Washington would have done maybe mid-2000s. The equivalent of the Safe House. Now it's Chadwick Boseman instead of Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington is kind of aging out of a lot of those action roles. So, Keith, what score would you give 21 Bridges?
I will watch it again. So that gets an automatic 6.5. I'll keep it at that. I get a 6.5. It was not the best movie in the world. And I did like Chadwick Boseman. He looked weird in this movie.
Yeah.
He looked super skinny. Like, it's like normally with someone who packs on muscle for a movie, they let it go to fat. And then they'll just pack it on again and stuff. But he just got skinny as hell. His clothes didn't even
all
fit.
All BCG. You never know at this point.
It could be. Like, his clothes didn't even fit.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
A serviceable film by Mr. Chadwick Boseman. It entertained me, and it was at least an hour and a half. It wasn't 2 hour attempt at being an epic. Treated it for the popcorn fare that it was. A nice little date movie.
All right. Describe this movie as corny. That's
fair.
That is the biggest thing I can say about it. There's not a lot going on in this movie, and this movie has been done several times before, mainly from one character's perspective that they don't know what's going on, and there's all these other moving pieces that lead off to a bigger conspiracy. For the way that this is done, it's obviously apparent from the outset what is going on, so I'm going to give it 1 point. For the length of the movie. I'm going to give it another point for it looking okay. Maybe a half a point because the movie exists. It's a 2.5. I did not like this movie. I don't ever want to see this movie again.
Jeez.
Like, we're going to shut down all the bridges. And again, he sounded like Denzel Washington. So maybe I give it a half a point for that.
Nah, he threw a Brooklyn accent on there.
Chadwick Boseman is from South Carolina. But good job. I didn't believe it, but okay. You can take from this movie what you want. Obviously, it's a little split between our scores, but it might be watchable if there was something more. Okay, Chadwick Boseman. Yeah, but Anthony and Joe Russo kind of helped on the production side of it. Kudos to Chadwick Boseman, but this one's garbage.
Fucked up, though.
So,
news this was garbage.
But that's the Beast Game Podcast. I mean, keeping our score somewhere in the middle is the score that you might come to if you see this movie. That's really about it. And
I enjoyed it.
That's a piece of
can't fault you for it.
All right.
Got valid opinions and stuff. Yeah, your statements are valid, so.